With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Because American farmers are shut out of the soybean market in China, the U.S. is pushing other countries throughout Africa and Asia to purchase more American soybeans. As global trade tensions continue, President Trump's trade team is looking for new market opportunities. We're calling up all our soybean customers around the world as part of our trade negotiations, says Kevin Hassett, director of National Economic Council. He also said the administration was getting ready to have really strong policies to support our farmers. With silos full and exports drying up, Beijing, normally a major buyer of American soybeans, has not purchased any this season, diverting its orders to Brazil and Argentina instead. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said more than $30 billion worth of American soybean products were exported in fiscal year 2024. China bought about $12 billion worth of American soybean products over the last calendar year. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service detected a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial turkey flock in Calhoun County, Iowa. This is Iowa's eighth detection of HPAI within domestic birds in 2025. As the fall wild bird migration continues, that's typically when infections in domestic flocks pick up. Clinical signs of infection include a sudden increase in bird deaths without any clinical signs, lethargy, and a lack of appetite. It can also include a decrease in egg production or soft, thin-shelled, or misshapen eggs and a swelling of the head, eyelids, comb, wattles, and hocks. Remember, it remains safe to enjoy eggs and poultry products. Consumers are reminded to properly handle and cook eggs and poultry products, including cooking to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. The CDC said the threat to the public does remain low. Four people familiar with the talks have said that the White House is delaying its plans to issue economic aid to farmers this week due to the government shutdown. The White House Office of Management and Budget prepared between $12 and $13 billion to be allocated from an internal USDA account. The sources said no final decision has been made yet on the total amount of money that will go for farm aid, and the package likely won't be coming out soon. It's possible the timeline was further delayed because some of the USDA's political appointees have been placed on furlough during the shutdown. Reports also say officials are weighing the possibility of using tariff revenue, the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation Fund, and other alternative methods to alleviate farmers' financial stress. President Trump tapped the USDA fund to dole out $28 billion in assistance during the first trade war with China. Farmer sentiment held steady in the month of September as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose 1 point to a reading of 126. However, there was a shift in producers' perceptions of current conditions and their expectations for the future. The index of current conditions fell 7 points to 122, while the index of future expectations climbed 5 points to 128. Farmers are concerned about current conditions, particularly over record-high corn and soybean yields, which are pressuring crop prices. At the same time, optimism about the future was supported by farmers' belief that U.S. policy is headed in the right direction and by expectations that potential government support, like the 2019 Market Facilitation Program, will provide payments to farmers in compensation for lower commodity prices. The September Farm Financial Performance Index dropped 3 points to a reading of 88, making it the third consecutive month that farmers have lowered their expectations for 2025. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.